Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited about our next guest. This guy has been with me now for, golly, more than 14 years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust, and he's had a couple of different assignments over that time. And now he's in a fairly new assignment that we're going to tell you about in a second. And I just want you to know he's one of the most capable individuals I know and smart, and he is a true believer, a true advocate for small business, and I always has been. He's vice president now. His new job is vice president of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He runs their small business council over there, which you know I've been involved with over the years. And he was formerly the small business advocate over at the SBA under George W. Bush. He was the SBA's attorney over there, in charge of all the other stuff I was telling you about earlier in the hour. We're so glad he's back in our world now on a regular basis every day, and he's back on the show. Tom Sullivan, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. We've missed you.
I've missed you, too. Certainly have followed you in your tireless championing of small business, and for that I'm very grateful.
And, you know, I forgot to mention that before with the SBA, you were with the NFIB.
Yeah, no, you and I have been shoulder to shoulder fighting a good fight for a long time.
That's right, folks. That's what I mean, folks, when I say he's got the goods, he's the real deal. So what's going on? Tell us what your top priorities are there at the U.S. Chamber for Small Business.
Well, thanks, Jim, and I think you already know some of the statistics, but I'll repeat them anyway. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce represents the interests of over 3 million. Businesses across the country. That largely has to do with our partnerships with local and state chambers of commerce. 96% of those businesses have fewer than 100 employees, and 75% of those businesses have fewer than 10 employees. So the biggest priority for me and the biggest priority for all my colleagues at the chamber are to try to keep our fingers on the pulse of Main Street, so that we can truly tap into what's going on with small businesses and, more importantly, try to solve some problems. So we're all over the country, just like you, trying to keep up with the same type of frequent flyer miles that you keep. We're in 5 cities in 6 months providing tools and tips for small business owners with an initiative called Small Business Series. That's at smallbusinessseries.com. Where we can learn more about how small businesses can be empowered to create jobs and innovate through some changes to federal policy. And we have an exciting partnership with MetLife that is allowing for us to put out a quarterly index where we survey over 1,000 small businesses every quarter and then try to tap into that information to see what's working and what needs some help.
Well, and I want you to to make sure we get you on a regular basis to review that report.
I would like that, Jim. Thank you.
And just talk to us a little bit about this series.
Sure. So this is brand new for the chamber, which is part of what makes it exciting. Is we ask a lot of the small businesses at the local and state chambers of commerce. We ask them to tell us what's going on. We ask them to contact their members of Congress or agency officials with some of the problems and solutions they're faced with. This small business series where MetLife is helping us out, we're actually flying into cities and providing tools and tips. It's something that we found an incredible response to, where small business owners can take half of their day, because as you know, many times they're so busy it's hard to get away for even an hour, much less 3 hours.
Right.
And we give a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of tips, and a lot of networking and contacts. So we have folks that are talking about protecting business from cyber threats. We have folks, experts, and very successful small business owners talking about some of the challenges unique to family-owned business. We actually, down in Dallas, we had a really neat person in Renfro who runs a company called Mrs. Renfro's Salsa. I'm not sure if you've had it before.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Hey, hold on to that thought.
Sure.
We've got to take a quick break, Tom. Hang on to that, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more. I want to hear more about this. Remember, U.S. Chamber of Commerce is heavy in policy, and this is the kind of things that we need to count on them to help us with in small businesses is the government policy that's out there. Quick break. 2012. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.